Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, as he always does on a Monday, is Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. We had a follow-up arrest on the incident you and I talked about previously at the pair of ball fields, right?
Yeah, it's basically the only real charge we had was like disorderly conduct for causing all that disruption at the parafields that one night when everybody started, you know, putting on Facebook and everything that there was an active shooter, which there never was. But we did make an arrest there.
So I know when you and I talked about this before, it sounded like the citizens who had made false allegations or exaggerated allegations that they might be subject to, some kind of a criminal sanction, and that you were warning people obviously not to inflate, you know, claims on Facebook.
Correct.
But now, you know, there actually has been some kind of a follow up that there may have been, if not a gun, at least a threat of a gun or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah. After interviewing several people, they came up, apparently there was never a gun actually brought to, you know, the fields or anything like that. But the guy did say something along those lines that he was going to go get a gun or something like that. So we arrested him, and hopefully it sends a message. I mean, it's just, it's so dumb. Number one, that, you know, guns don't solve anything other than if you're being attacked by somebody or obviously defending yourself or your home. But, you know, you get in an argument with somebody and another unarmed person, you know, guns aren't the answer.
Isn't it interesting? My experience, and you tell me if your experience is different, because that's why I always like to ask you the question. In my experience, there's two kinds of people that have guns, whether they carry them or have them in their car or whatever. There's the kind of person who, like, the gun becomes an enabler for their bad judgment and anger. And then there's the, you know, good citizens for whom knowing they have a gun makes them calm down, de-escalate, actively avoid, precisely because they know they're safe and they don't have to get angry. Like, it's like there's the sort of, it exaggerates them in both directions. Have you seen this or perceived this?
Yeah, 100%. And it's kind of like, you know, the old saying back in the Wild West, you know, God made men and cult made men equal. You know, I mean, some people do get a gun and they feel like they're invincible. They're like, hey, I got a gun. I can take care of anything and anybody that bothers me. And it doesn't quite work that way. Hmm. And, you know, having been shot at before, just because you have a gun does not mean you can't get in trouble or get killed.
Right.
So especially if you have bad judgment along with the firearm.
One of the stories that came out last week that was just horrifying to me was the number of stop arm violations at school buses parked.
Yeah.
Red lights on, stop sign extended, including the video that we all saw on Channel 3 of a white pickup truck trying to pass on the right and just about killed a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my God.
Yeah, and honked at the kid like the kid was doing something wrong. He was just trying to get on the dang school bus.
No. I didn't catch that. The truck honked at the kid?
Yeah.
My brain's going to explode.
I know. It's pretty much insane. And it gets to the point where it's like kind of like this. If you're in that big of a hurry to get somewhere that you don't care if you're going to kill a kid, you've got some issues you need to go to a psychiatrist for or something. Because that's just stupid. I mean, the arms come out, how long do you have to wait? Maybe a minute and a half, maybe at the most. If that's going to disrupt your day to that effect, you have some issues for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, it is just amazing. But then again, I can say from personal experience, having driven in this area for 11 years, there's a lot of good drivers and then there's a lot of others.
Oh boy.
And it's horrifying. I don't know how much you guys were involved in. I think it was an FDLE case primarily, but this subsequent pill mill arrest at the Pace Pharmacy that followed after the OB, the obstetrician had been arrested last year. And now we have two pharmacists and an office manager get arrested, right?
Yeah. And a few years back, we started the case. Our narcotics division actually started the case into this and gave it to the FBI who dropped the ball a couple years back, shocker. And then FDLE took it, and FDLE ran with it, and now we're at the current stage, which, you know, from what I'm being told and certain specific things in the case that I can't discuss, but it's been a long time coming, and they need to, they definitely need to be in jail.
You know, the comment that I had made was, about this case is I think a lot of people, their first reaction is, a real pharmacist, to which I'm thinking, I mean, you think pill mills are, you know, some meth head in a trailer somewhere? Like, it's, you know, that's the problem. It's it's real doctors and real pharmacists and real ordinary upstanding looking citizens who are giving out prescriptions for cash that they shouldn't.
Yeah, and which the incredible part about this and what always, you know, confounds me is the fact that you have doctors and pharmacists, both of which are paid relatively well doing this to make extra money. I mean, it's different. You know, if you're a convicted felon, you're a drug dealer, at least you can, it's still wrong and we still put you in prison, but at least you can wrap your mind around that. It's not like he's going to get a job at NASA, you know, building rockets. So, but these people, you're sitting here thinking you go to all this school and it's a pharmacy school and medical school, obviously very difficult to get through. And yet you get through all that to break the law like this and become a drug dealer.
Well, it's
makes no sense.
It's like you see it all the time. You know, greed doesn't know any bounds, and the thrill of what you feel like you can get away with is something, you know, criminals, a lot of them have it, right? So they do crazy, risky, terrible, horrible things. Hang on. Oh, actually, I did want to ask you just your comment about the FBI. I want to ask you about that because you kind of said it in passing, but I wanted to follow up on that. Give me just a second. Let's get a traffic report in here from John Pickens. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are backflowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, Sean. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. You kind of made the comment in passing about the FBI botching a case. I think you said no surprise or no kidding, of course. What did you mean by that? Because that comes as a surprise to me to hear a law enforcement officer say that, but that's why I wanted to ask.
Well, and I'm a graduate of the FBI National Academy. So back in 2010, I went to the FBI Academy for 10 weeks and graduated there. And I can tell you, back then, it was a different animal, and now it's a different animal. And in between was the problem. So during the previous administration in Washington, basically, the FBI was just a political weapon, I believe. This is my personal opinion. And they weren't interested in solving crimes. They had no interest in it whatsoever. And luckily, now this current administration has got a new person in charge in Pensacola. And they are, I've dealt with them so far, and they are awesome. And hopefully, the FBI is getting turned around by Kash Patel and Dan Bongino. And hopefully, it's going to go back to their roots, which is finding criminals and arresting them. That's what they're there for.
Well, if you've worked with them individually here and you say it's better, then I'll take that. I'm glad to have that be the case. We had a really very sad, very horrible thing happen over the weekend. Sergeant Dale Berrien, a 21-year veteran of your office, your agency, passed away, right?
Yeah, and what a great guy. He cleared the road of a DAV, a disabled vehicle, and he worked night shift. He got home, and then that morning had a heart attack, and then he went into the hospital, and apparently there was some other issues that occurred, and then he passed away. So, yeah, it's just a sad day for our agency, you know, and truly a great guy. He's one of, you know, cops get into the business for several different reasons. A lot of them get into it for the excitement. It's something new every day. You never know what's going to happen, that kind of thing. And then some get in just to help people. And Dale was that guy. Dale would, you know, he would never pass a stop motorist. He was always trying to help people. And, of course, 56 years old and passing this early, it's just horrible.
You know, so I guess if it's – so that was – I'm assuming that the heart condition was worsened or affected by him pushing the – because that's a pretty – high level of exertion, especially when you're wearing all your gear and it's in the heat, even at night, it's still hot around here. That's a service-related fatality. Is that right?
Well, yeah. Florida legislature passed a law basically saying that any heart-related condition for a first responder is considered line-of-duty death, which opens up a lot more avenues for the family to get more money, to get assistance with the burial. It just opens up a lot of channels for the family to get over, you know, all the financial burden that they're going to go through. Because obviously, you know, you lose your breadwinner of the family, and it's very sudden. So you have no time to plan. So there are expenses that just, you know, you have to take care of. And this is something that will help the family.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, you know, in prime of life, peak earning years, yeah. You know, I'm assuming yeah. he's got kids and wife and
yep, he does.
It's horrible. Yeah. I also assume that you'll let us know when the funeral arrangements are and, you know, anything related yeah. to that.
Yeah, today we're going over to Pensacola and we're going to escort his body from the medical examiner to the funeral home. So okay. it's all going to be in Pensacola. So if you get some stop traffic in Pensacola this afternoon, please be patient. That's what we're doing. If you see a lot of police cars, because you will, we're going to do the escort. So just be a little more patient for us, and we'll try to get through it as fast as possible. And then I believe the arrangements are going to be Saturday morning is when he's going to be interred, I believe. But I don't know all the specifics, but we will let you know when it occurs.
Well, please know that we're, you know, praying for your agency, praying for his family. And if there's anything we can do, I assume you'll let us know.
Thank you, Andrew.
Absolutely. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, thank you as always for the time. And, you know, in what as this case clearly shows, you know, literally putting your lives on the line to protect us, even in ways you might not normally think of it, but it's definitely the case. Yeah. Sheriff, thanks for the time, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care.
821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper, and you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey.
I love that John's instinctive response to that is to put his thumbs up.
Hey.
822 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, former President Joe Biden and his family are reviewing treatment options after getting word that he is dealing with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. In a post today on X, Biden said that cancer touches us all. The former president ended by thanking well-wishers for lifting his family up with love and support. And, of course, there's been a lot of reaction to that going around today on X and social media and the news rounds. The White House hoping for a successful phone call between President Trump and Vladimir Putin on the topic of a ceasefire in Ukraine. Officials from Russia and Ukraine held their first direct talks in years on Friday and agreed to a prisoner swap on Sunday, Volodymyr Zelensky and Vice President J.D. Vance spoke in Rome. There is some new information on the man who died in what's believed to be an intentional bombing outside of a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. KNBC TV reporting that authorities believe 25-year-old Guy Bartkus was driven by an anti-natalist ideology, and that's the belief that there are too many people being born.
Yeah, he thinks that it's wrong to bring kids into this world without their permission, which is hard to get ahead of time. the only, if there is a good side to this story, it's that the only person he killed was himself. You know,
right.
I mean, honestly, thank goodness he was incompetent. So that's in building the bomb. So people are sometimes just Looney Tunes. That's all you can say. David, thanks so much for the update. 824 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I don't know if you've seen the video. I know David's been talking about it all this morning, but this video of Andrew Smith using a drone to rescue a woman caught in a single red flag rip current on Thursday last week on the Escambia side of the Fort Pickens Escambia line out on Pensacola Beach.
I was sitting there, and this girl came running asking if anybody could swim. And I said, no, I absolutely cannot swim. And she was running and screaming, and nobody could swim. So, and her friend was getting sucked more and more out. And I looked down at the drone, and I was like, well, the drone can swim. I can't.
He can't swim because he has seizures, and it's not safe for him to even be out. He's a shark fisherman. He can't be out. Uses the drone to spot him and drop chum, I think, and then, you know, fish for him. But he can't go out on a kayak, he says, because, you know, he could die.
Ran up and grabbed one of them and ran back down to the drone, and I flew it out, and it was a terrible miss. I released it too early. It was really windy. Like, it wasn't close at all.
Like, he grabbed one of those floats that have been put out on the beach. You know, we've added those in the last couple of years, so before that, those weren't available. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need help with your employee benefits at your company, whether you have a lot or a few, or you want to deal with, you know, better health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, payroll, whatever the case may be, Torgerson Causey can help you with that. They do this for a lot of companies, including ours, okay, News Radio and Cat Country, for about 4 years. We've been using them, and they're fantastic. They give us better options than we had before, more choices, just better customer service, answer questions, and trust me, my wife has a lot of questions. She's an industrial engineer, so she's very smart, and she always asks questions. And most of the time, if we're being honest, insurance-type people, well, they're good at sales, and they're not good at details. I mean, that's just the truth of it. And so she gets frustrated with a lot of them. Not with Torgerson Causey. She loves them. They're fantastic. They've been very, very good with us. Give them a call for no obligation review of what your business is doing, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Back to the Andrew Smith, who was the drone operator out at not quite Fort Pickens, like right on the line, on the county side of the line to Fort Pickens, where a woman almost drowned under red flag conditions, single red flag, on Thursday. He grabbed the float. He missed her on the first try because he was so nervous.
I was shaking pretty bad. It was nerve-wracking. I about cried.
Can you imagine? Like, you've got enough pieces. You're watching a woman die in front of you. You've got a drone. You have presence of mind enough to have somebody grab one of the flotation devices, and you grab one, and then they get stuck. But you do it, and you're so upset that you miss. And now she's more in danger, and it takes more time. I mean, I can't even imagine. He was talking to Channel 3 about this.
I flew it back out, and after the first one, I could kind of tell how windy it was and stuff. So then I lowered it down, and he had to kind of go slower and slower down to her because that was it. That was the last opportunity we were going to have.
You miss again, and she's going to die. Or maybe they were out of flotation devices or both. I don't know. But it was, like, really bad, right? Scary stuff.
I lowered it until you could see her hands grab it. And then I lowered it a little more, and I released it. And then she climbed on and started, like, floating.
And saved her life. And, if this hadn't happened,
if it wasn't for that second drop, she wouldn't have made it. The EMS said she wouldn't have made it. The cops and the lifeguards.
It was 5 minutes or so until they responded. And as Channel 3 reported, lucky that was just where it was on the sand and not west of there a little bit.
Said if the group of girls were further down the beach into Fort Pickens, he wouldn't have been able to rescue her. Fort Pickens is a no-fly zone for drones, and Smith medically cannot swim.
He can't swim because of seizures, can't take a drone over Fort Pickens. if this had happened somewhere else, it could have been total catastrophe.
Most people, when they shark fish, they kayak baits out, and I have a seizure disorder. It's not safe for me to kayak at all. I had two on Tuesday. So I've had to use a drone for like the last year, and I had a mess up with the drone like a month ago, and I just got that drone back on Monday. So I just got the drone.
Oh my God, the right place, right time, right response, because the tubes were there, everything else, and then afterwards her dad talked to him.
Talked to me for like 5 minutes, called me his guardian angel and thanking me and stuff. It was pretty crazy.
Man, ugh. Congratulations. That's fantastic. I would assume he's going to get a recognition resolution from the county for that, because that's just, man, that is amazing. Thank you. Andrew Smith, for doing what you did. Hey, if you are thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, Frontier Motors has a fantastic selection of good quality used cars, cars that are 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old, low miles, you know, 10 to 50,000 miles, somewhere in that vicinity. They're going to warranty them to 100,000 miles or 10 years. And they really just sell cars that are in great shape. Cars that are like one owner, maybe a lease, a corporate lease. I know ours was a lease that came back after a year, and the dealership in Orlando couldn't sell it. So Frontier went at auction, bought it, and got it, and then we had a smoking deal on a Honda Odyssey. Just bought it because they happened to have it. Great selection of cars, outstanding people there to help you. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'll be speaking with Russia's President Putin about trade and a ceasefire with Ukraine this morning.
The president instructed his team to end this war within the first 100 days back in office. But as that deadline came and went, the president and his team started to wonder if Putin and the Russians are just tapping the White House along.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. The House Budget Committee advances a tax and spending cut bill.
This is a victory for now for the supporters of the big, beautiful bill, allowing the legislation to head to the Rules Committee later this week. But some GOP hardliners indicate the bill is still going to need changes before it clears the House. The final tally overnight was 17-16, with the holdouts voting present, which is essentially a refusal to take sides. It lets the bill move forward.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Those four Republican committee holdouts voted no on Friday and say the bill still needs work for them to support it. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 73 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. It's a beautiful morning. We'll get deeper look at our weather forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Escambia County deputies investigating a fatal shooting at a home on Citrus Street. A body found outside a home at about 6:30 this morning. Investigators say no weapon was found near the victim. Deputies are searching the area now. We'll let you know when we learn more. A Santa Rosa County deputy has died. The sheriff's office says Sergeant Dale Berrien passed away last Friday due to a cardiac incident.
Yeah, it's just a sad day for our agency, you know, and truly a great guy. He's one of, you know, cops get into the business for several different reasons. A lot of them get into it for the excitement. It's something new every day. You never know what's going to happen, that kind of thing. And then some get in just to help people. And Dale was that guy. Dale would, you know, he would never pass a stop motorist. He was always trying to help people.
And that is Sheriff Bob Johnson there. Sergeant Berrien had served the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office for 21 years. He was a patrol deputy in Gulf Breeze. And Sheriff Johnson did say that they'll be escorting his body from the medical examiner's office to a funeral home later today here in Pensacola. Well, two people have died after a Baldwin County crash. That happened on Friday close to Alberta on Highway 98. 89-year-old Joanna Martin, 55-year-old Tony Robinson were both killed after their vehicle was hit from behind by a truck driven by a Foley man. That crash then pushed their vehicle, and they crashed head-on into another truck driven by a Gulf Shores man. Robinson died at the scene. Martin was taken to Sacred Heart, where she passed away. Senator Rick Scott and others in Washington say they are thinking about the Biden family today. Of course, the family announcing over the weekend Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Senator Scott wrote on X that he and his wife Ann send Biden and his family their prayers for good health and recovery. And Democratic Congresswoman Lois Frankel says she's also keeping the president, the former president and his family, in her thoughts. She writes on X that Biden was a fighter and she wishes him strength and resilience as he faces that challenge. Well, this week, a theme park that fans have been waiting for opens up. Universal Epic Universe is set to open up on Thursday. If you're interested in getting a sneak peek, you can get one Wednesday with a live stream at UniversalOrlando.com. The park has five worlds, including one with a Harry Potter theme, one with a Super Nintendo theme. The others are How to Train Your Dragon, Dark Universe, and Celestial Park. There's 11 rides across the five worlds in that park. It is 8:35 right now at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now, Brooke Richardson with our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping to 74. For Tuesday, 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, mostly sunny skies for most of us, high near 86. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping to 76 degrees. Best chance of rain for the week moves in on Wednesday with a 40% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, high near 89. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 73 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 9 o'clock. And breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning at the opening bell. Markets are down. The Dow has dropped just over 215 points at 42,438. The S&P down 55.5 points at 5902. The NASDAQ down 252 points at 18,959. 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.531% this morning. Gold price is up 46.70 at 32,3390. Silver price is up 14 cents at 32.49. And looking at crypto this morning, down across the board. Bitcoin down just over 1500 at 102.740. Ethereum down about 19. Solana's down 5.5. Dogecoin down a fraction of a penny. XRP down by about 7 cents as well. Americans aren't going to the salon as much because of rising costs brought on by tariffs. That, according to a report this month from consumer analytics platform Civic Science, which found that more than 40% of typical salon customers are now going less, relying on home treatments. Nearly a quarter have stopped going altogether. Capital One has finalized its $35 billion acquisition of Discover. The deal, completed on Sunday, makes the company the largest credit card issuer in the U.S. The acquisition was announced in February 2024 and was approved by the Federal Reserve last month. And Congress advancing President Trump's big, beautiful bill. The budget and tax bill failed to get out of a GOP-led budget committee on Friday, but it did advance in a rare Sunday vote along party lines.
Mr. Chair, on the vote, there were 17 ayes, 16 noes, and 4 present.
The package includes a big spending increase for immigration enforcement and the military, extensions for Trump's 2017 tax cuts, and cuts to Medicaid, SNAP, and clean energy funding. GOP lawmakers are looking at changes that could make House passage more difficult this week. 8:37, your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's a little bit of a thinker, okay? It's Monday.
It's Monday,
I know,
Andrew.
This is not the easiest one that I have ever asked.
Oh, no.
But it's I can be persuaded to change. I haven't asked it yet, officially. Do you want me to go to something that's easier?
Please.
It's Monday.
Please, senor.
Monday. Please, please, oh, please.
All right.
Be kind to us, sir.
I've listened to the people.
The people have spoken.
Or as Rush Limbaugh, you should say, the people, as he would be talking about, you know, South African president. Anyway, okay, so I'll change. I'll change right on the fly. What's the correct shape of a coffee mug? 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Here's what I'm thinking of, okay?
Okay.
Let's give you some samples. Okay, the Waffle House mug. It's very small, it doesn't contain very much. What, 6 ounces maybe? It's very thick, okay, and it's what I would call a very traditional mug shape. Okay, variations include. Did you ever watch the TV show Friends? When they go into what was the name of the, all of a sudden I can't think of the Daily Brew, when they go into the coffee shop and they're basically holding a 1-quart bowl and it's round and it's the kind of thing that if you catch it the wrong way, you're going to inadvertently tip it on its side because it's got a very small little base and a big old, you know, like Starbucks has some of these kinds of things, the big round, look at me bowl of coffee or anywhere in between. Okay. Lid, no lid. Don't get me started on the whole, you know, your various brands of newfangled, like I have one and you have one and, you know, then we all have them. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. What's the right shape, size, thickness, design, however you want to describe it, of a coffee mug? Because I have very particular feelings about this. John
shocker.
Pickens, what's your answer to this question? As it should not surprise you.
I just said shocker.
Yeah, right. Oh, no. What?
What? Andrew? Opinionated?
That's crazy.
No.
John?
Crazy.
Let's see here. I would have one that is a Miami Dolphin, and it's the perfect shape. And
because it's shaped like a dolphin?
Yes.
Do you drink it out of the blowhole or out of the mouth?
However you'd like it, sir.
No
boys,
video exists. All right.
Boys,
so anyway,
boys.
So what's your ideal shape? It's just
any of it. I mean, but I was just going to say Miami
just give
Dolphin.
Me the coffee.
One.
I don't care.
Colonel Reb.
Anything with coffee and it's.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. This is not helpful for our fight today.
I know, but that's basically where it's at.
All right, Meg.
My absolute favorite coffee mug, you find them in diners in New York City. And they're white, and they're ceramic, and they're kind of thick.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
when you pick it up, and the coffee's in there, and it's like a heavy, kind of
it's
heavy.
It's hefty, yeah.
Like hefty.
That's kind of like a Waffle House one is kind of like that. Even thicker.
It's different.
I'm
than
thinking
a Waffle
of
House.
Like the old cafeteria ones that are brownish, and they're ceramic and thick.
Yeah, they're ceramic and heavy. So then the coffee's in there, and then you just kind of hold it up, and as you're putting it up to your mouth, the coffee's hot and it's kind of heavy. I mean, I love that.
How much coffee does it contain?
That's a
six,
good...
6, 8, 10,
I think
12
it's
ounces?
Probably 12. 10,
okay, so it's
10,
pretty 10, big.
I mean, it's pretty big, but it's not like one of the ones, gigantic ones you're talking about. That'd be my first preference.
I find the big ones, a lot of times, the coffee gets cold by the time you get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, no, these things, for some reason, they stay warm. The coffee stays warm. I don't know what it is about it, but it's just very something.
You ever had coffee out of a, like, I'm thinking here of a cafeteria cup, like maybe a hospital cafeteria or something where it's a plastic cup with a plastic squared off kind of handle, and it looks like each one cost about 13 cents.
Not a contender.
No.
Not
disgusting.
Not,
not helpful.
No.
Not useful. Terrible.
The other is the same shaped mug with a big Georgia Bulldog on it.
Well, that's...
Sorry.
Branding is not the question. I know y'all have your teams, okay? That's fine. 4, 3, 7,
well.
16, 20. What's the right shape, size, thickness, materiel? That's the fancy way of saying stuff it's made out of. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
Materiel. All right, here we go. No accidents for you right now. I-10, I-110 are not seeing any slowdowns and not seeing any other slowdowns to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, several people, thank you. Central Perk for the coffee shop and friends. I appreciate that. Because all we all have as up-and-coming 20-somethings is nothing but luxury, time, the ability to sit on a sofa and drink coffee and live in a massive apartment for almost no money, right? It's perfectly a realistic scenario. I love the show, but, you know, you got to ask some questions. 437-1620, somebody says an LSU tiger head. All right.
Was that Hutch?
Fancy.
Was that Hutch?
That
yeah, it was.
Be.
That
of
was
course
Hutch.
It was Hutch.
Love him.
John
we
Hutchinson,
know you,
of course.
Buddy.
Let's see. Somebody else says, a narrow opening so the heat won't escape. The bowl is a problem. Pottery looking like another broken egg. Okay. All right. I see you. And now people are sending me pictures. Okay. So a very standard, I would say that's a 10, maybe it's an 8 to 10 ounce, just a very standard cylinder with a very simple handle. Okay, I see what you're showing me, Meg. It's the slight, looks like a smaller, whiter version of a nuclear power plant.
That's not how I would have described it, thank you. You've changed
It's got a little bit of that concavity to it, you know?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I Googled New York City white
there
diner coffee mug.
I'll be honest, I like them to have straight sides. I want it cylindrical. I don't want it to be bulgy. I don't want it to be round. I don't want it even to be bent in like the ones you're showing me. Those just, they give me a little bit of the willies. It's not
willies?
My favorite. I like it to be straight up and down. I don't know, heteronormative, whatever you want to say. 437-1620. Somebody says, my daily coffee cup is, it's an insulated plastic. You know, where it kind of the kind where in the old days they would have had, somebody would have unscrewed the top and put like logos inside it or something like that. Or they used to sell these things back in the 70s and 80s. Let's see, 437-1620. My favorite coffee mug has a thin lip that flares up and out just slightly. Okay. Mine is a 12-ounce straight side with a dragon with books on it. Oh, see, I like the outside exterior. Does the exterior matter to you? You guys, it does.
Yes, very much so.
Same?
Of course.
Yeah,
unless
same.
It's free. I don't care.
I mean, a mug is a badge of something, right? It's a value projection, right? If you just have a plain mug, that kind of says something too. On the other hand, if you have like a Captain America mug or World's Greatest Teacher or, you know, Sexiest Radio Host, whatever the mugs may say, you know.
I don't see that there.
Okay, because I was like looking over.
You don't see that mug or you don't see the truth that mug represents?
I would take the fifth.
Okay.
I don't see the mug.
Somebody says.
Man, I hate getting put on the spot. Ooh, help me, folks.
The large cylindrical mugs are the most practical. They're simple. They require fewer refills or top-offs. If your coffee gets cold before you drink it, you're not drinking it fast enough. Fair enough. Also goes easily in the top drawer of the dishwasher, which is a problem for some mugs. Some mugs are easy to put in the dishwasher. Some mugs want to fight you on it. We're not going to go back to that whole conversation before. Waffle House, size, shape, and thickness, and it keeps the refills coming. No, fair enough. Yeah, and they're small. They only contain, I think it's like 6 ounces, and so you're constantly getting refilled and constantly drinking. And if you're a cream and sugar with the Waffle House coffee, that means that you're constantly adjusting the mixture, which is its own challenge. See, a coffee cup is more bowl-shaped with the delicate hands and sits on a saucer. That sounds like a teacup. Okay, probably more appropriate for a spot of tea. A mug should be in the shape of a small tin can with a sturdy handle and no softer. I like that, a tin can. That's the right shape. Let's see. Somebody, coffee tastes better in a thicker white mug.
There you go.
And somebody just says, no mugs made in China. Okay, all right. You know, I'll allow it. 8:49 here on News Radio 92.3 and 4. You don't want to get that Chinese drywall in your coffee mug is basically what they're saying.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Quickly as you can, snatch the pebble from my hand.
So one of the things that I don't do much anymore is I don't watch the late night shows. I don't watch Letterman or Fallon much anymore because it's just, A, I usually don't have the time. You know, it's kind of this or that, and I have other things I'd have to watch. But I do record them every night, and then every once in a while I see, you know, some guest is on, and I might watch, like, just that interview. I almost never watch the monologues anymore, particularly not Colbert or Kimmel, unless I'm, you know, looking for their comments on something, and we're going to talk about it. But I will say this. Jimmy Fallon is consistently the most entertaining of the three because he's trying to be the most entertaining of the three. The other ones are very caught up in their political stuff, and, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I am too. But what I'm usually when I'm watching the shows, I'm kind of looking for the ones that are the most entertaining. And consistently, the Tonight Show with Jimmy Kimmel is more entertaining. Case in point, I happen to be watching one that was from a week or two ago that had Anna Kendrick, and she's one of my favorites. She's just a fabulous performer. I love her. But the game was sing a song with the music from one famous song, but the lyrics from another famous song. And of course, in order to do this, it takes a tremendous amount of skill, and you got to be good at singing. And Jimmy has he's very good at performing. And of course, she's very good as well. And I don't know. It just seemed like the kind of thing, we've had a lot of very heavy stuff today, and I wanted to share this with you on a Monday. It doesn't have anything to do with any news. I just thought it was entertaining. So I'm going to share with you the four songs they sing. So this is Jimmy Kimmel singing the song Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, okay? But done to the lyrics of I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. I'm so sexy it hurts. I'm too sexy for my land in New York and Japan. I'm too sexy for your party. No way, I'm disco dancing. I'm too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
That's pretty good.
I mean, and that was the start, okay? And then, okay, Anna, because they go and they do this stupid gimmick of the, you know, the randomizer. Obviously it's not randomized. It's obvious that they have the lyrics in front of them. Which of course you would want that. You want, you know, to give them the chance to look good. Okay, so her song, the first one was the song "Beautiful Things" by Benson Boone. You'll know it as soon as I play it. But done with the lyrics to "Mbop" by Hanson. Oh, and she can sing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, she has a fabulous voice. That's why for her being in like Pitch Perfect was, of course, okay. And then, okay, two more, because again, I thought they were entertaining. This one cracked me up. "Arms Wide Open" by Creed, but the lyrics to "Who Let the Dogs Out" by Baja Boys.
Oh, no.
John looks so pained.
No, I'm just like, this is amazing.
I know, it's great. He sounds like Creed.
I know, right? He's doing a great, right. And he's a great impression. Yeah, that's part of the reason why he can do this so well. Okay, last one, and then we'll get traffic. This is back to Anna. Whatever. And then it's "Don't Stop Believing" by Journey, but with the lyrics of "I Like Big Butts" by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, yes. No. Yes. Go for it. I want to hear that.
I like big butts. And I cannot lie. You up. The brothers can't deny.
Oh, my.
That when a girl walks in.
It's the best one.
I know. You get sprung. You get sprung. Anyway,
wow.
It made me laugh. I thought you could use it on a Monday morning.
Especially after this morning. Yeah, you've been very serious this morning.
Very deep stuff this morning. I know land development codes, rural protection zones, constitutional principles, and universal injunctions, and then we have songs sung with the wrong lyrics to the right music.
Please don't ask John and I to do that.
Oh, no. No, no.
Well, I think it'd be fun.
Yo.
Well, you guys can do it as soon as 9 o'clock hits. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are looking good. Not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are interested in getting information about a real estate transaction, and I say it that way on purpose because I know a lot of times, you know, you want to buy a house, you want to sell a house. Okay, that's fine. But maybe you haven't made a decision. That's actually the time to consult an expert to help you understand what's the market doing in that price range, in that geographic location, right? There's a lot of things to consider. Asking, you know, good questions, getting good answers, thinking about what could be developed behind that house, what's coming down the road, what are people doing in terms of the market right now? Is it stable, unstable, going up, going down, fast, slow, whatever? And all of the ins and outs of things, like if you're thinking about an investment property, you know, can it work right now with the parameters that are in place? And these are all questions you can ask Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. They sold 175 homes in 2023, 165 homes in 2024, clicking along every single week, three and a half, four homes a week, 786-3996, 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. It's not a kindergarten that I attended, but it might not be one that everybody wants to send their kids to, but did you see the story out of Pennsylvania where the kindergartner brought Jell-O shots for the classmates?
What a fellow classmate. Why didn't you have that when I was younger?
No, it's not good.
He brought Jell-O.
And it's not like the teacher thinking they need their nap early or anything. You know, this is, I mean, kids went to the hospital, but for precaution, you know. You know, unclear how much alcohol the students ingested and whether the child knowingly brought alcoholic drinks to school. How do you inadvertently bring Jell-O shots to school?
Well, it was wrapped up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if it's like the gummies, Jell-O. Inadvertently you didn't realize that they were that kind of gummy. And, you know, somebody's parents are probably going to have some explaining to do.
Mom said these were good.
These were her favorites.
These were her favorites.
Pennsylvania kindergartner shared alcoholic Jell-O shots with at least...
Share. I'd love the sharing.
If you don't have enough for everybody, then you better not.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, that's just a good teaching them to be a socialist. 437-1620. I still cannot believe this inmate story out of New Orleans where they basically pulled the urinal out and crawled through the hole in the wall. By the way, in that story, they're all on camera. They're all, like, it's very easy to see what happened. It's just that there aren't enough people to monitor the cameras, apparently. And they've had long-standing concerns about this particular jail. And I think 7 of them are still at large out of the 11 that got out originally. So, yeah. And they left the taunting note behind, the too easy, but spelled T-O, easy. So, yeah.
Local news.